airfare, plus a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
Will be David Waymeyer jumping center for Mount Snow, and Jacob Wakefield tries to win the tip for Siloam Springs. As we are underway, the ball is up in the air. Tip is controlled by the Panthers. They'll be moving right to left in this first half. And quickly going up for the three-pointer is Spencer Lashley. Couldn't get to go. Mount Snow comes away with the rebound.
Give joy, get joy this weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Be ready for Thanksgiving and get an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cook the ultimate feast with a Food Network Dutch oven or roaster for $31.99. Throw pillows for a festive home or $14.39. And plush Sonoma Goods for Life towels for all your guests are just $7.19. This weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid November 17th to 19th with promo code FFAMILY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Navy Federal is proud to serve over 1 million veterans and their families.
The military bond, I feel like, is the strongest that you hold. You always meet a friend. You never meet a stranger. The military and Navy Federal go together very well. It just seems to be the smartest choice possible.
Our veterans share more than just a credit union. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DoD, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Members were compensated for their participation.
They're going to get Colton Peters with his first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. So 7 minutes left in this first quarter. The free throw by Wakefield is no good. And the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. 5-0, Siloam Springs leading it. Benton across the timeline. He has the ball on the right side. Throws it to Bashirs in the left corner. Back to Benton. Now he's going to throw it to Peters. Peters dribbles towards the lane. His pass is knocked away. And the ball's still loose. Now finally, Siloam Springs comes away with a steal. Mount Home having trouble with that 3-2 zone that Siloam Springs is playing so far. As for Mount Home, looks like they're in a man-to-man right now. Ball goes over to Lashley on the left side. Now going into the lane was Pettit. He couldn't get the layup to go, and Mount Home comes away with the rebound. Here is Bashirs into the front court. Throws up top to Benton. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Lashley. Back comes Siloam Springs. Here's Pettit into the front court. Throws it to Lashley. Now gives it near the free throw line. Now that was Wakefield finding a cutting Murphy Perkins. And it looks like Mount Holmes quickly going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 5:56 left to play in the first quarter. Siloam Springs up 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond? A giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home. ASU Mountain Home. The ASUMH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASUMH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
You know, Mount Home having to take a timeout. Right now, Siloam Springs is having their way. 7-0 our score. Here's Benton with the ball. Now throws it to Peters. He drills towards free throw line, gives it to Benton on the left side. Now finds Peters in the right corner. Back over to Bashirs, now to Benton. Finds Waymeyer in the paint. His layup, no good. Tries to go back up with it. Can't get the foul to go. Gets it once again, and can't get that to go either, but he is fouled and will head to the free throw line. That foul is on Jacob Wakefield, his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Siloam Springs here in the first half. So David Waymeyer at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in, and Mount Snow is on the board. 5:26 left to play in this first quarter as Waymeyer has one more free throw. Second shot, good. Waymeyer with his first 2 points of the night. 7-2, Siloam Springs on top. Lashley into the front court. as the Mountain Home's going to switch to looks like a 2-3 zone. Ball's down on the low block. Now kicks out to Flores. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Waymeyer. Back comes Mountain Home. A little over 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter as Mountain Home with the ball trailing by five. Benton has it on the left side. Tries to get it to Cruz. Ball stolen by Wakefield. He's quickly back the other way, giving it to Perkins, who goes into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Murphy Perkins with 4 points. Salem Springs up 9-2, 4:43 left to play in the first quarter. Bashiers throws it to Peters. Peters going towards the lane. Now he draws a little bump foul, and Mountain Home will inbound it. 4:36 left to play in the first quarter. That foul is on Spencer Lashley. His first personal foul, team foul number two against the Panthers. It will be Bashiers turning the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Peters, who quickly pulls up for the three-pointer. Good! Colton Peters with his first 3 points of the night. Mounts home, cuts Silent Springs lead to four. 9-5 our score. Less than 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here is Perkins throwing it to Lashley. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer in the right corner. Good. Spencer Lashley with his first 3 points of the night. 12-5, Silent Springs leading it. 4:12 left in the opening period. Here's Peters dribbling towards the free throw line. Now kicks it out to Benton. Tries to get it to Cruz. The ball was knocked away by Salem Springs, and it will be Mountain Home basketball under their own basket. Coming into the game for the Panthers are Thad Wright, a 6-foot sophomore, and also Jordan Stewart, also a 6-foot sophomore. Cruz takes the inbound pass. He finds Waymeyer on the low block, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. David Waymeyer with 4 points now, 12-7. Salem Springs on top, 3:54 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Flores across the timeline. Gives it to Wright on the left side. Now Wright has it in the paint. Kicks it out to Stewart up at the top. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Benton. Back comes Mountain Home. Benton throws it to Peters on the left side in the front court. Back to Benton up top. Finds Cruz in the left corner. Loses the handle of the ball. It was knocked out of bounds by Salem Springs, and Mountain Home will keep possession with 3:27 left. Coming into the game now for Salem Springs is Jackson Norberg, a 6-foot sophomore, as Flores will take a seat. And for Mountain Home, Cruz will head to the bench as he's replaced by Baylor Cresilius, a 6'2 junior. Benton takes the inbound pass, throws it to Peters, thought about the three. Now he is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound by Benton, gives it to Bashiers. He pulls up quickly for the jumper, off the glass and in. Good job by Bashiers where the angle he was at to bank it. And looks like Silent Springs is going to throw away the inbound pass, and Mountain Home will inbound it right under their own basket with 3:11 left in the first quarter. It is 12-9, the Panthers on top. Shears inbounds it to Ben, who quickly pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Waymeyer. He puts it back up off the glass and in. And now Silent Springs is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them as their lead is all of a sudden cut to a single point. 3:06 left to play in the first quarter. Silent Springs up 12-11. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Mountain Home. It will be Silent Springs basketball as they lead Mountain Home 12-11. A little over 3 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Here is Norberg with the ball. Throws it to Perkins, and his pass to Lashley was well over his head. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back on the turnover. Perkins will take a seat as he's replaced by Flores, also for Salem Springs. Jacob Wakefield checks back in as Spencer Lashley will head to the bench. Mountain Home with the chance to take their first lead of the night. They trail 12-11 with 2:45 left. Ball goes over to Peters on the left side. Back up top to Benton. Down to Cresselius in the left corner. On the wing to Peters. Up top to Benton. Thought about three. Now he is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Talon Benton with his first 3 points of the night. Mountain Home up 14-12 all of a sudden. Back comes Siloam Springs. Ball goes over to Norberg on the left wing. Mountain Home looks like in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Flores on the left side. Down to Norberg in the corner. Up top now to Norberg. I'm sorry, to Wright. Now Norberg has it. Back to Wright. Over on the right side to Wakefield. His three-pointer good. Jacob Wakefield with 5 points now. 15-14. Siloam Springs is back on top. Less than 2 minutes left to play in this opening period. Here's Benton into the front court. Throws it to Peters on the left side. Back up top to Benton. Thought about the three. Now gives it on the low block to Waymire. His shot up off the glass and in. David Waymire now with 8 points. And back comes Siloam Springs. Ball goes over to Norberg in the right corner. His three-pointer is up. Good. Jackson Norberg with his first 3 points of the night. 18-16, Siloam Springs leading it. Less than a minute and a half left to the play in the first quarter. Here's Benton going up for a three-pointer of his own, and he banks it in. Talon Benton with 6 points now, and it's, boy, these two teams are just swapping leads all of a sudden. 19-18, Mountain Home on top. 1:13 left in the first quarter. Ball's over with Wakefield. Now goes up top to Norberg. Over to Flores. Pass was almost knocked away, but Flores is able to keep possession. Norberg has it. Back over to Flores. 1 minute left to play in the first quarter. Once again to Norberg. Over to Wright on the right wing. Up top to Norberg. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound controlled by Waymire. Back quickly comes Mountain Home. Cross-court pass to Peters. He's going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound controlled by Flores. Flores quickly throws it to Wright in the front court. He has it on the right wing. 39 seconds left to play in the first quarter. His pass was knocked away, but he's able to get it back. Now Flores has it in the corner. And his pass to Wakefield was well over his head. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back on the unforced turnover. 31.4 seconds left to play in the first quarter as Perkins will head back out on the court, being replaced as he replaces Diego Flores. Benton has it up at the top, gives it to Cresselius. Back over to Benton. Now he'll throw it to Luke Dibble, who also just checked in a moment ago. Dibble throws up top to Benton. 14 seconds left to play. Ball goes to Cresselius. Now to Waymire. Back to Cresselius. Over to Peters on the right wing. 7 seconds left to play in the quarter. Cresselius with it once again. Goes cross court to Benton. 2 seconds left. Ben's going to have to try one last shot at the buzzer. He can't get it to go. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. Well, after 8 minutes of play, Mountain Home is leading Siloam Springs 19-18. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week is coming soon, with deals across every department.
Good good.
That's all the deals you're looking for, all in one place, available wherever you are. Plus, get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25.
Give joy, get joy this weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Be ready for Thanksgiving and get an extra 20%.